Good evening and welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight, and I hope you'll stick with us and join in the conversation here this evening. Our toll-free line is open, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you tonight, and let's go ahead and open our program with a word of prayer here this evening. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you so much again for the opportunity to be on the air. Thank you for making it possible. And we just pray you use a program tonight, help us to point people to Christ, and we just thank you again for the opportunity, and just bless, use a program for your glory, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, it's good to be with you here tonight, and kind of a chilly night. It was 25 degrees when I left our house to come up here to the radio station this evening, so that's I shouldn't complain too much. This time last year, we had a couple of inches of snow on the ground at my house, but a little further north of here, I guess, closer to the lake, Lake Erie, we're broadcasting from Independence, Ohio, which is just south of Cleveland, Ohio, and of course, that's right on Lake Erie, and yeah, they got a little bit of snow up there, lake effect snow, and there was some thought that the winds might shift around and blow inland. It's always amazing when you see lake effect snow for the first time. I remember my wife, she's from Kentucky, when we got married and she came up here, and I was trying to explain what a snow squall was coming off from Lake Erie. And I know that some of our listeners in Florida have spent some time in northern Ohio, and you've been in areas where you've got to experience the snow squall. And try to explain it to her until she actually drove through one. She never fully grasped what it was. She was driving down the road, and all of a sudden, basically everything disappeared. It was all just white because of the snow coming down so hard. And it's because when the air comes across the lake, it gets it's dry and it's cold and it absorbs water. And then as it comes inland, as the elevations rise, then the it kind of squeezes the water out. And when it's cold, it squeezes it out in the form of snow. Occasionally, we get lake effect rain showers even. And by way of comparison, where I'm sitting in the studio right now, I think we're sitting around somewhere around 900 feet or something like that at our elevation, and I believe Lake Erie is sitting around 700 and some feet, so you can see there's quite a rise right there already. But when I get down to Richfield, where I live, Richfield's elevation is around 1,100 feet, so you can see that rise, and it just acts like a big sponge being squeezed, and you know, we get the lake effect snow. But usually the winds come off the lake and they go into the east side of Cleveland and towards Erie, Pennsylvania, Buffalo, New York, and of course that high elevation, as the winds come across the lake, gives them some pretty good snows. And some parts on the east side of Cleveland, I saw in the news this morning, had a good snow, but all we had was a couple of flurries, so the winds were favorable to us. And I got up here to the station, there was a little bit of snow underneath some of the bushes around the building, but not too far from here, north of here and east of here, I guess they still have a good bit of snow on the ground. So, well, this is Late Night Live with Pastor Al. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in the light of God's Word, you can give us a call, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we kind of, in this part of the country, get excited when we get our first snowstorms and stuff coming in. But I'm thankful we missed those big storms that if you looked on the news and saw how Iowa and northern Illinois was being buried by some of this snow. It just was coming down. I heard it on the radio as I was traveling around running some errands yesterday, and I'd hear on the radio the tremendous snow's coming down, and just amazing. But thankful we so far have avoided that, but I'm sure it's going to hit us here before too awfully long. But oh, I do want to remind you of a couple of things, too, before we get into our program, and that is our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And if you have or desire to learn more about our program, more about me, more about our church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, or like to listen to some of our past programs, you can go to livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com, and you can find them there. And you can also link to our Facebook page there, and I encourage you to check out our Facebook page, and you can like us on Facebook. And I try to put a number of articles and stuff, different things on Facebook that I find interesting. But again, give us a call, 888-677-9673. We've got John calling in here this evening. And John, welcome to the program tonight.
Yeah. Thank you, Pastor Al. Praise the Lord. Yeah. So, Pastor Al, I wanted to ask you about something because, I mean, it's sort of it's something, obviously, it's a topic of a lot of discussion nowadays in the world, in the church. But,
right.
I mean, you know, people are sick. We know that's mankind's main problem is a sin sickness. And so people need to be saved above all.
Right.
But also, you know, people suffer afflictions and things, you know, sickness and, you know, all sort, you know, mental illnesses, all sorts of things, and, you know, crippling diseases and, you know, cancers and things. I mean, you know, we pray for people to be healed, and I mean, and, you know, I'm myself, I believe, you know, sometimes the Lord will heal and sometimes not. But, you know, there's people on different, you know, there's televangelists and people that, you know, they, so they're faith healers and this, you know, they have like gifts of healing and that kind of thing. And I wonder if you would just expound on that a little and say, because it seems you most of that just seems to not be true, like that people have gifts of healing. It's like if the Lord chooses to heal somebody, that's, you know, within his sovereign will.
Right.
But you know, there's people that claim they have power to heal people. You know, there's a lot of that.
Well, and the Bible does touch on that subject quite a bit. Obviously, Jesus, when he was here in his ministry, in his earthly ministry, he healed everybody that came to him. And we also know that the apostles healed people, and Peter and John, they healed people. Paul and Barnabas, they healed people, and we saw that gifts of healing in operation there in the early church. But if I understand your question, you're wondering about these healings today and the biblical basis for some of this?
Well, yeah, exactly. Now, I know, like, the apostles, I mean, those are signs of an apostle. They could do that. Like, Peter, well, yeah, was it Peter and John were outside the temple?
Yeah, that was the lame man, I believe it was.
And it says, like, Paul, you know, they... you know, handkerchiefs were brought.
Right.
The Bible used that word. And there's, you know, they said if the shadow of Peter passing by, like, it's all in the book of Acts mostly.
Right. And of course, Acts is a transition from, you know, the church was new. The church was in its infancy. And it's, I always kind of liken the churches to being like the development, you know, of a human child. You know, you had the birth of the church, and of course the church began when Jesus called out his disciples. That's kind of like the conception of the church, and then it was birthed into the world in the day of Pentecost, and then it began, you know, like a baby, an infant, and then a toddler, and then, you know, it finally grew and matured into an adult status in a sense. And now we're getting old and feeble-minded as a church.
Yeah, well, I mean, but isn't that, it's sort of, it seems like that's kind of something to think about. It's like in the book of Acts, you see a lot of healing done by the apostles. And, but from after that book, I mean, you look at the epistles, the letters to the churches.
Right.
You don't see any real healing. I don't colony, at least, like in Ephesians or Colossians or Philippians or anything like that. I mean, there's a lot about the Lord and about the church, but, I mean, you don't really see things like that. I mean, that's the book's called The Acts of the Apostles, what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see healings like in the later.
Paul mentions it a bit in 1 Corinthians, and he talks about some of the gifts and things. And I personally believe that some of these gifts were mostly there in order to authenticate God's work. Remember, they didn't have the Bible at that time. And so some of these gifts were to authenticate God's work. And then some of these began to dissipate, and you just didn't see them evidenced as much. And that was because the Word of God came in. And, of course, I was looking for, here's what I'm looking for, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and he talks about diversity of gifts, and let me just read through this. In verse 4, he says, "Now there are diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord, and there are diversities of operation, but the same God which worketh all in all, but the manifestation of Spirit is given to every man to profit withal, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, and to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another in the interpretation of tongues. But all these work at that one and same, the self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one, hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ." So what he's telling us here is there's different people had different abilities or different gifts given to them. Not everybody had a gift of healing. Not everybody had a gift of tongues. Not everybody had a gift of working miracles. And again, this is still in, you know, largely in that Acts time frame that Paul was writing 1 Corinthians. And so the Holy Spirit was the one who decided who got what gift and how that gift would be manifested, but the purpose was to edify the body of Christ and to further the work of God and to help people to understand it. And then as he comes on through this into chapter 13, he talks about how some of these things are going to vanish away, and he talks about the most important thing being charity, which is a type of love that gives. And then after chapter 13, talking about charity, he says in chapter 14, verse 1, "Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts." And then he talks about desiring spiritual gifts, but wanting the best ones. And it goes on to a discussion of tongues and interpretation of tongues and restrictions on that. But then we come down to, I believe, what you were asking, what do we do today? Is the gift, and you talk specifically about healing, is this for us today? And as you continue on into the book of James chapter 5, there's a great passage on praying for the sick. And you've probably seen this in James chapter 5 and verse number, let's drop down to verse number 13, where he says, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him." And then he continues on here in verse 16, saying, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." So, in answer to the question, does God heal today, if I can put it that way, God does heal today. He very definitely heals today, but he doesn't always heal the way that he did in the book of Acts. And let me give you a for instance. We have the ability to take people in to the doctor, and God has allowed doctors to come up with knowledge, you know, medicine, therapies, and things that can be used to cure many diseases. And sometimes God chooses to heal through doctors, and I fully understand that. My wife is a nurse, and so, you know, I'm privy to some of what goes on in the medical community by being married to a medical professional. And so God uses doctors and nurses to heal. He very, very definitely does. We've seen it happen. Sometimes God will answer prayer when we pray over somebody and see them healed. But in terms of the ministry that Jesus had, the ministry that Peter and Paul had, you know, where they would heal people with handkerchiefs or shadow passing over them, we don't really see that happening today. And I saw a great question posed one time, or statement made one time, wasn't a question. They said that faith healers don't go to hospitals for the same reason that psychics don't play the lottery. Now, if you let that
Just
let that sink in. I'll say it again. Faith healers don't go to hospitals for the same reason that psychics don't play the lottery. And when my wife and I were in the Samoan Islands as missionaries, there was a guy that came from New Zealand, and he was going to have a healing crusade. And while he was there, he had signs about how they were going to meet in this hotel on the island and bring the sick, the lame, the blind. You're going to see him walk. You're going to see him see. You're going to see him get up off their sick bed. And a guy who wasn't even a Christian, he was a Baha'i, he published a letter to the editor, and he said, "Why doesn't this guy go to the hospital? Why doesn't he go to the hospital? We can use the help."
He never visited the hospital. That is so, appropriate, because there's people on TV and different, there's very many famous ones without even mentioning names. People will know who, and they say they heal people all the time. But somehow the people have to be brought to them.
They don't go to the hospitals, they don't go where the sick are.
Yeah, if they really had this gift of healing, and if they say they're doing it for the Lord, "Oh, I want to do it for the Lord, I do it for the Lord's glory," some people will be won to faith. But, I mean, then they could go to the hospital and people would respond to that. I mean, if they could really do that.
Well, you know what is said a number of times today is you just don't have enough faith when the healing doesn't take place. And my wife and I personally knew of a lady in the Samoan Islands that went to a church, and they believed in healing on demand. You know, God was like, you rub the lamp and the genie pops out, and you make your request and he grants your wish. And her husband was dying in the hospital. My wife was a volunteer nurse at the hospital. And this lady's husband was dying in the hospital. And we saw her sitting outside on a bench outside. I think it was the ICU or somewhere. And we asked her what was wrong. And she said her husband was dying. And we asked what was going on. And we asked about praying for him. And she said that her pastor told her the reason her husband was dying is because she didn't have enough faith to heal him. And so her husband was dying, and the pastor basically told her it was her fault. Isn't that sad?
That is really, I mean, if you think about it just even for a minute, you know, it's appointed unto a man once to die, and then the judgment, and you know that time's appointed. Like David wrote, all his days are written in the book, God's book. God knows the time when each
one. Oh, yeah. And I believe that time
so
can
somehow,
be moved.
That's like giving the woman the power. Her lack of faith is. Well,
yeah. I believe that through good works or evil works, that date can be moved up or set back. And we see some evidence of that, but that's another subject. But what I was going to say, too, is that we need to be careful with these things, because God can heal and he does heal. But sometimes the ultimate healing. When my mom was on hospice and was, finally passed away, I didn't get upset that she wasn't healed, because she was healed. My mom right now is more healthy than she's ever been in her entire life, because she's in heaven, no sickness, no pain. That's a complete healing. You know, when we receive that new body that God has for us, that's a complete healing in my book.
Sorry, Pastor, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's okay.
This one, the verse in Isaiah talks about, it says really clearly in the Word of God, says, "The righteous are taken away, no man considereth, no man layeth it to, the righteous are taken away, no man layeth it to heart, that the righteous are taken away from the wrath that's to come." But sometimes it's to spare someone.
Yeah, and Even Paul himself, remember, had a thorn in the flesh, and he prayed three times, and God said, no, you need it. It'll keep you humble. And then he rejoiced in it. And I see I've got several callers calling in yet to get to. Let me finish up with just one other point here that I think it's good to note. There are some people that teach that when you get saved, that the healing's in the atonement.
And, I've heard that many times.
Yeah, here's my question. When I trusted Christ as my Savior, if physical healing was in the atonement, how come I still had to wear glasses after I trusted Christ as my Savior? How come I've been in the hospital and seen people trust Christ as their Savior, laying in a hospital bed on their deathbed, and they didn't instantly get healed of their physical diseases? See, people misinterpret the Bible. God can and He does heal. But the miraculous type of healing that we see in the book of Acts, I believe mostly was for that time period. But God does intervene and heal people today. I've seen people that have, you know, doctors had given up on them. And through the prayer of righteous people, God has intervened and their disease has been cured. They've been healed. And then ultimately, sometimes God heals through the doctors, the nurses, or He brings them to heaven where they have a new body waiting for him.
And Pastor, it's like it says in the way, this, you know, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And so, like, for a person, the longer you stay here, that means we're not in heaven yet.
Yeah.
So
I'm looking forward to it. I won't need glasses. I won't have any aches and pains or get headaches or you know, stuffed up nose or anything, because we perfectly healed. And, hey, we'll have to leave it at that tonight, John. I want to get to more callers before our break comes up.
Thank you, Pastor.
But thanks for the question. You. I appreciate the call. And, of course, our number is 888-677-9673. Fran has been patiently waiting. Fran, welcome to the program tonight.
Okay, thank you. My question was Jewish Holocaust.
Yes.
You know, they mention a lot about, you know, when mm-hmm. the Jews have their, you know, like their, when they died and all that. But why aren't the Gentiles about 5 million Gentiles? I never hear anybody say, you know.
Yeah, some people do talk about it a little bit. And, and you're absolutely right. During the Holocaust, what was it, 6 million Jews that were killed. And, right. And there were a number of Gentiles that were killed, and some for various reasons. And many of them because they, you know, there's some evangelical Christians and things that were killed. There were other groups of people that were killed. I think part of the reason is that we can see that with the Jews, there was a targeted effort to wipe out the Jewish population in Europe. I mean, that was literally what Hitler wanted to do. And actually, if people study out the history of the Holocaust and Hitler and his him and his cronies coming up with the final solution, you had the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, I believe it was at the time, who was urging him to do that. And there were actually plans on setting up concentration camps to kill the Jews that were in North Africa and the Middle East as well. So the significance of that part of the Holocaust, of those that were killed, was really to stamp out an ethnic group. And I think that was an outpouring of the satanic hatred that still gets manifested against the Jewish people that we've seen all the way, you know, back into the Old Testament days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I what do you call it? Been a Jewish group, and they're the ones that told me how many Gentiles were.
Oh, yeah.
5 million Gentiles, and I didn't even know that.
Yes.
And I said, well, we deserve as Gentiles the same, but I see your point because.
Yeah. Well, and here's another thing, too. When you consider the Holocaust, you know, Hitler was kind of, you know, an amateur when you compare him to Mao Zedong in China, or when you compare him to Stalin in the Soviet Union. You know, they killed far more people than what Hitler ever did. And, of course, it was based on ideology, anybody that was perceived to be a threat. And largely the Gentiles that Hitler killed, oftentimes it was because they did not share, you know, the Nazi ideology. They were considered a threat to Hitler, or they were considered to be somehow inferior. For instance, there were anybody that had mental illness. Many of them were killed. And because remember, Hitler was all about creating the master race. And he was going to do that. I mean, myself, because most of my heritage is probably British of one sort or another, he considered the Brits and the Americans mutts. You know, we were mongrels because we were such a mix of a variety of people and things like that. So we couldn't qualify as the master race like the in his mind, the pure Aryan could. But even Hitler really wasn't pure blood in that sense. But when you're the top dog,
he had Jewish background.
Yeah, but when you're the top dog, when you're the dictator, you can get away with such things as that.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, so thank you for calling. And, of course, any Holocaust is a terrible thing. And the Jewish Holocaust was a terrible thing. Back in World War I, I believe it was the Armenians, the Armenian Christians that were massacred en masse. During that time. And so we've seen these things from time to time. And so that's the evil that works in the world, thanks to the devil. And
thank you.
Appreciate that, Fran. And I appreciate our callers. We've got William waiting on line two. And William, we'll get you on here right now, but we're coming up on the break. Can you hold over for us?
Yes, I can, Pastor.
All right. Well, why don't you go ahead and get out your question, and then
I'm
we'll
ready.
Join in with that when we come back from the break.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
Go
ahead with your question, and we'll pick it up after the break.
Okay. How you doing, Pastor Al?
I'm doing great. How are you doing tonight?
Well, pretty good. Fighting a little cold, but it won't get me down. Okay, my question is, when Jesus said, and I kind of find it as I'm looking through the Bible, he said, now the kingdom of God is with you and his righteousness.
Hey, I'll have to cut you there. We'll pick you up on the second half, okay?
Okay.
Hold on with us. All right, stay tuned. We got another half hour to go. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located midway between Akron and Cleveland at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield, where the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, and Interstate 77 cross. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Why? Well, because the Bible says, there is none righteous, no, not one. We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And so the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I like that. Whosoever. That means you. If this show's been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoll.us. You can also visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can call us at 330-659-6561. We'd love to hear from you, but now let's get back to our program. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight, and I hope you'll be able to stick with us and join in the conversation. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you tonight. And that telephone number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And, of course, we're brought to you not only by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, where I'm the pastor, and we're also brought to you by East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights, Ohio. That's the East Coast Pizza, home of the homemade pizza. You can find them located at 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. You can call them for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. If you mention Live with Pastor Al, you can get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5. And also, if you're interested in getting into the pizza business yourself, East Coast Pizza is not a franchise. It's its own store, and the owner, Gus, there would love to help you get started in your own pizza business, and you can give him a call at 216-341-9100, and you can find out how you can either start your own pizza business, or that you can add pizza to your existing restaurant as well. That's East Coast Pizza at 216-341-9100. All right, we're going to get back to our program here. And we were talking with William here, and he had a question. We were just getting to it when the break came up on us. And William, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Pastor Al.
Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
We'll get back here because we never really fully got to the question on the other side of the break. We were chatting, but it's good to have you calling, so we'll jump right into it here.
Okay, my question was, what is the kingdom of God, as Christ said, spoke about, and his righteousness?
All right, so we want the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Yeah, and let's take a look here. Let me see if we were looking for that verse, I think, at one time, weren't we? I'm trying to see if I can find that verse here. Now, in the kingdom of God, there's a couple times where the kingdom of God is kind of used interchangeably with the statement or a related term or a similar term, the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven, though, tends usually to refer to the coming kingdom, which would be the millennial reign of Christ, I believe, after the tribulation. But the kingdom of God is a little bit different because, you know, the Bible talks about statements about the kingdom of God in you and things of that nature and seeking the kingdom of God. And it is of a more spiritual nature and still trying to find that one about the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And, you know, I'm probably just going right by it here.
Me too.
Let me try another search here, and I will see if I can come up with that right here. That's one of the hard things when you have a search program. It's nice, but if you don't get exactly the right words in there, or the right spelling of the words, sometimes it becomes problematic. It's only as good as the questions that you ask of it.
Yes.
Here we are, Matthew chapter 6. I knew I had gone by it.
Okay.
Because I was already into the book of Acts, and I was still not getting it.
I thought
I was past it. Here is Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. The Bible says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Now, that's the passage you were looking at, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, first thing we do with this is we'll put a little context here with it. And we see that Jesus is speaking to the people here. And in the course of this, he's asked in a sense about prayer. And he's teaching about prayer. In fact, he says in verse 5, "And when thou prayest," so he starts to give some instructions on prayers. And he, in this course, he gives a series of things. And then he gives what we often call the Lord's Prayer. Many people are familiar with that. A lot of times it'll be recited at church or at a funeral or something. And here in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9, says, "And after this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." And if you notice in that prayer, kingdom is used there twice.
Okay.
He talked about thy kingdom come. And then he talked about, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And so with that in the context here, he comes down, he's talking a little bit about forgiveness. And I'm careful I don't go past my verse here. Talking about laying up treasure in heaven, who we serve. And all of this talking about essentially how we should conduct ourselves. And in the course of that, he makes a statement here in verse number 28, and we'll lead into verse 33 here. "Why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory is not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And you see what he did there in the course of this whole thing, and having taught about prayer and asking them to, you know, for the kingdom of God to come, he says, don't be so worried about your physical needs, accumulating physical wealth. In fact, Psalm 49 is a great psalm talking about the futility of people gaining wealth and honor and glory and land and possessions, and only to die and you don't, what good does it do you?
None.
it does you no good. So he says here, rather than seek all of that stuff first, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And I think that gives us some clue to what he's talking about here. We need to seek to make God reign in our own heart. Do you see what I'm saying? When we submit ourselves to God, we make him our Lord, our sovereign, our king. He's our God. And we put him first, and we humble ourselves before him. And we say like Paul did, you know, when he was, before his name was changed, Saul on the Damascus Road in Acts chapter 9, remember when he said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? He had surrendered himself completely to God, and he wanted God to control him. And so when we come to Christ as a believer, we put our faith in Christ as our Savior, what we're seeking is for God to reign in our own heart. And we want to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then God's going to add these other things that we need. We need physical things. I mean, we need money for food, and we need clothing, and we need transportation. We need a place to live. We need all these things. But when we get our priorities straight, we're going to seek God to reign and rule in our heart. And I think that's what he's talking about here first. And then God is going to add us the things that we need so that we can serve him. And God doesn't expect us to go out there shoeless and shirtless and no food and everything and then go out and carry out his work. But he wants the priority to be that we put him first. We want him to rule and reign in our heart, in our life. And we want to be like him. We want his righteousness. And as we do those things, then God adds to us the things that we need so that we can go out and share with others the precious message of salvation. And then they too can surrender to God and trust Christ as their Savior. And the kingdom of God can reign in their heart and in their life. And, you know, we put that first. That's the type of priority here that God wants for us.
Okay, Pastor, thank you.
Yeah,
you did help me on that, because I'm like, well, what is this? You know, now you begin to set the foundation in my mind and in my heart, what I need to do in my life, you know?
Yeah. Let me give you a passage that I found when I was looking for this one, when I realized I had gone past this. But here's a passage in Romans chapter 14. And this kind of relates to this. Romans 14 and verse 17, the Bible says this, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink." And remember, we saw that right there. He said, don't worry about all this stuff.
Right.
He said, "The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." And that's great, because that, you know, a believer, when you put Christ first in your life, and you allow him to rule and reign in your heart and in your life, you put him on the throne. Somebody's going to be on the throne of your life. It's either going to be the world and the things of the world, or it's going to be God, or maybe it'll be yourself, or maybe it'll be something or someone else. But if something's going to rule over your life, and when you let God be the one that rules over your life, hey, peace and joy and righteousness, all that that the Holy Ghost is going to give you as his child.
Peace and joy. That's what it's about, isn't
it? And he's going to supply the things that we need.
Well, he's done that in my life.
And he's done that in ours, too.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes. Because I never would have made it, I tell you, in my life.
It's exciting. When you know, for a new Christian, you don't have the wealth of experience to look back on. But after you've walked with God for a number of years and you start to see where he has blessed you and where he's provided for your needs, sometimes even in advance, you didn't even know about it. And there
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just said, and there it was when you got there where you needed it.
Yeah. I said it with my wife. I said, I'm retired and all that. And I told my wife, I said, I couldn't have done this good on my own.
Yes.
This is all about God. You know?
Yeah.
And it's, yeah.
Well, we look at this radio program. In fact, at our Friday night Bible study last Friday night, I think it was, we were talking about it a little bit and about, you know, what a joy it is that I don't have to come on the air and beg for money every 5 minutes. You know, everybody knows that there's some programs they do that a lot.
Yeah.
But we're just thankful, because we're a very small church. People would be shocked how small we are. And yet God has provided the money for us to be on the radio and to carry out this ministry. It's amazing. We started out with this program, I think, about 9 years ago, and we've had it, and I would have never thought that it would have been able to go on like this. And God supplied the money. We expanded it for those who are in northeastern Ohio on 1220, which would be WHKW, this is the call letters of the station here where we broadcast from. You know, we were able to add a Friday program.
Okay.
And then later on, we were able to expand the outreach of our Sunday night program. We started out, of course, only on here on the Cleveland station, AM 1220. And since then, we've expanded to AM 570 and 910 AM down in Tampa, Florida. Faith
really?
Talk 570 and 910 WTBN. We're on the air right there, right now, at the same time. And in fact, we're actually on five stations right now. We're on, of course, 1220. Out of Independence, Cleveland, Ohio area. And we're also on, I believe it's 1440 in Warren, Ohio, in the Youngstown area. And then we're on 570 and 910 down in Tampa, Florida. And never would have thought it possible. God paid for it. It's great.
All things are possible with God. You know?
Amen. Amen. Yeah. And, of course, as I joke sometimes, if somebody's got $1 million out there that you don't know what to do with, I'll gladly put it to use. But but I'm just thankful that through our church and through some people, God has supplied the needs. We couldn't have done it on our own.
Well,
but here we are.
Yeah, you got a witness. Well, I've been listening to you for about 3 or 4 years.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. If I remember on Sunday night, plug my radio, turn my radio on, and I listen. I just lay there and listen and absorb, you know, what you're sharing with us, you know.
Well, see, and, I put a lot of people to sleep on Sunday night, I guess. I have a friend of mine. His brother I hadn't seen for many years, and when my wife and I came back from the Samoan Islands, and And we were back in the States, and I'd become the pastor of our home church. And I met this friend of mine's brother that I hadn't seen since I was in high school. And so it had been a number of years. And he had become an anesthesiologist. And he said, "Well, what are you doing now?" I said, "Well, I'm basically doing the same thing you're doing, but you're just getting paid better."
I like that.
Now, you have to be able to have a little humor and enjoy serving God, because it is a blessing.
Yes, because he has a sense of humor, too.
Yes, he created it. Laughter is a good medicine. It rejoices the heart.
Yes, sir. Well, I thank you so much.
Yeah.
I will continue to listen, and I will drive down. When is your service?
Well, we have our services every Sunday at, we have 11 in the morning is our morning service, 6 in the evening is our evening service, and then every Friday night we have an informal Bible study from 7 to 9, and we meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, 5171 Brecksville Road. That's right in Richfield, Ohio, northern Summit County, almost exactly midway between Akron and Cleveland, where the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80 and Interstate 77 cross. In fact, you can see the toll booths outside the window.
We're that close.
I usually tell people, just look for the Richfield, Ohio Holiday Inn Express, and you'll see how to get to us.
Okay.
But well, we appreciate that.
I'm going to show up one day.
Hey, we'd love to have you sometime. We
you know, I love a good Bible study, you know.
Amen.
I'm trying to find different places to go, because that's how you learn. You sit and listen and ask questions.
Exactly. You know, that's what we should be doing. I encourage people to ask questions, because, you know, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 2, it is the glory of God to conceal a thing. Mm-hmm. And that's nice so far as it goes, but the verse continues, "But the honor of kings is to search out a matter." And the Bible tells us that as believers, we're kings with Christ.
Yes.
So it's our honor to search out the things that God has hidden for us to find. It's a blessing, and it's a privilege. It really is.
When you think about it, you know, it's good that you're here and you're doing what the Father asked you to do.
Yes.
And you made Christ, you know, the head of your life, and you know, that's a blessing itself. So,
and we,
you know,
we
and
put
I believe
him
that
first.
You're real in what you're doing.
Yeah. Hmm? And we put him first.
Yes, sir.
And God bless us.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you, Pastor.
Well, thank you, sir, and have a nice Thanksgiving.
Well,
I should have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Listen, hey, you know what? If he wakes us up, that's a blessing, isn't it?
Yeah. Somebody said I'm vertical and I'm taking in air, so that's a good thing.
Yes, sir. Well, you have a blessing, Pastor, and you and the family, and have a nice Thanksgiving. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless. Thank you.
God bless you. Bye bye.
And you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call tonight. 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'd love to hear from you tonight. And I wanted to mention a couple things and also remind you that you can always check us out on our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. I've got some of our past programs. I try to upload them, usually, hopefully, within a day or two of the program. And you can download. I've got going back for actually months, and in the archive, it goes back a couple of years. And I'm working on expanding some more, but you can listen there. And encourage you, if you didn't get the chance last week, we had Brother Tom Wallace of Fortress of Faith talking about the situation with the terror attacks in Europe and Paris in particular, and how to react to that as Christians. And I wanted to mention that next week we're having probably one of the most unique topics. It's one of the most unique topics I ever heard preached about. And Pastor David Kohler from Loudonville Baptist Temple, just small town, in north central Ohio, but Pastor Kohler preached a message at a pastor's fellowship earlier this summer, and during the beginning of the message, you could just see people looking at him like, okay, where's this thing going? But about the time he got into the middle of the message, you could tell that people were just totally hanging on everything he was saying. And he wasn't preaching in a real dynamic fashion. In fact, I think he was kind of nervous preaching on the subject. But he preached on the subject of biblical eunuchs. And this is a subject I know I've never preached on. And I never heard a message preached on it before. And he talked about what eunuchs are in the Bible. And I'll tell you this right off the bat. It's not always what you may be thinking that it is. And it also talks about how some people God has created for the purpose of being single in service to the Lord, and the devil has taken some of those people, and he's corrupted them and pulled them away from the Lord's service into the homosexual lifestyle. And this is an interesting thing. You'll have to tune in next week as we talk about this topic of biblical eunuchs. Well, I got two more callers and a few minutes left to go in the program, so we're going to hit everybody here as quick as we can. I guess we've got Nancy in Euclid. And Nancy, welcome to the program tonight.
Oh, yes, Pastor Al. I was very interested in that first half of the program when you were talking about healing, various aspects, you know, from the Bible, and then the faith healers today, and then those that try to heal people biblically, like anointing them with oil. But what I was wondering about, for someone with a serious mental affliction that might have come on suddenly, and they're just desperate, like you're like calling for help and just not listening to you and just almost frantic, is there any way that, besides just, where they don't even want to hear a prayer, that besides just praying for them without them being aware of it, or even long distance or whatever.
Certainly.
That prayer can be effective for someone in a desperate mental situation.
Yeah, let me touch on that quick, because I do have another caller calling in.
Okay, thank you.
And, but yeah, we do need to pray, of course. But in those cases, sometimes some of these things can be caused by spiritual situations, demonic attack and things like that. And I think it's very important to have some kind of mature Christian that can talk with that person and make sure of their salvation and find out about if there's any kind of openings for the devil to have an ability to afflict them and affect them in their lives. And then sometimes, you know, there's certain physical conditions that can cause mental difficulties. And maybe call back next week again, too. That might tie in with some of the things that we're going to talk about next week. So I hope you can do that. And
Thank you.
We'll touch on that some more, hopefully, again in the future. But I'll let you go now. Have a nice Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
And let me
get
our last caller here as well today. And we've got Tom calling from St. Petersburg. Welcome to the program tonight.
Thank you, Pastor Al. I just wanted you to know you're coming in loud and clear down here.
Well, thank you very much.
I know it's getting late in the program. I really appreciate when you give the little bit of weather news or things like that right at the beginning of the program, and I'd give you ours, but you'd want to come down right now. But I just wanted to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank
and,
you, sir.
And since I know you're ready to round up the program, why don't I just read one verse that might be a blessing for this time.
All right.
Colossians 2, 6, and 7.
Mm-hmm.
As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving.
Hey, what a great passage.
So I just wanted to wish you and your listeners and everybody up in Cleveland a happy Thanksgiving. I am from Lakewood, Ohio, so that's why I really, really appreciate your program and all you do. So thank you very much, and I'll call in some other time when I can call in earlier in the program.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Tom. I appreciate that, and you have a very blessed Thanksgiving as well. And, you know, we get a lot of people in Florida. One of the reasons we went with the Tampa station is because a lot of people from northeastern Ohio move down to Florida or go down during the wintertime. My grandmother, when she was alive, she's with the Lord now many years, but she was a snowbird, went to Tampa for the wintertime. But we're out of time today. Have a blessed Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening. Join us next week.
You've just listened to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and every Friday night at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Tune in every week for Late Night Live with Pastor Al, Sunday nights at 11 o'clock on this station. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.